more and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
Name of Eugenie Baird has just been here a short time, so California's kind of new to her, too. Do you like it out here, Eugenie?
Well, Bing, I don't think I've ever lived any place where there were so many happy men.
Many happy men? What makes you think that?
Well, everywhere I go, they're always whistling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all right till they begin barking, then you better break into a run. Didn't the boys that you knew back east break out a whistle when they flushed a sharp chick?
Hmm? Why, no, Bing. My boyfriend in New York never wasted time whistling.
That's all right. Seems a very practical fellow. What say you carry on with the chanson here? Eugenie's going to give us a tune popular in La Belle France. It's known to us over here as My Heart Sings.
Sudden my heart sings when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things
all of a sudden.
Jeannie. Lovely. Really smooth. Comes now a stellar personality in the vocal world. That brilliantly balmy barrel-chested baritone with the barrel tones, that singing Joe Stalin, gentle Jerry Colonna.
Greetings, Bing. Shall we sing hi and a hi?
Wait a minute, Jerry. Before breaking into the louder stuff, there's a few things that I must know. Obviously, you've studied voice, but under whom? Who did you study under? Gatti Kazaza or Gaetano Marola, perhaps?
No, under the runway in Minsky's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you jest, Jerry. Not much, but you jest a little. Surely that golden voice, that fabulous breath control, that's not just pure happenchance, is it?
Oh, of course not. My mustache is really responsible.
Mustache? That brush there, huh? In what way is that parsley patch responsible? What does it do? Strain out the clinkers? What?
No. No, it keeps my nose warm.
Keeps your nose? Well, why do you want to keep your nose warm?
Want to be different from the other Cocker Spaniels.
I... Well, I've heard you sing, Professor, on Senior Hope's Tuesday Night Error.
Error?
Optional spelling in there.
Oh,
do you just sing at random, or does Robert conduct you through your rousing roundelays?
Oh, Hope stands in the wings and gives me a signal.
Conducts from the wings, huh? What does he do, wave a stage brace or something?
No, taps me on the shoulder with his nose.
Tell me, whoop, not yet, I just... We're going to break out into something. Look, Hedgehead, do you intend to make this thing your career, this vocal thing? Are you going to build on it?
Oh, no, I sing just to kill time.
You got quite a weapon, too. I'll just pass the word to John Scott Trotter if you want, and you can rip out a roulade right here. What key do you sing in, Jeff?
Anything at all but do. First I sing high, then I sing low, high, low, high, low,
high, high, low, high, low, high, low. How do you achieve a range like that?
Got my Adam's apple on a yo-yo.
Obviously, I can't win here. I've got to finish out of the money. Will you sing something?
And it'll be something.
By all means, I'm...
Caroline! I miss you in the morning when old Bob White gives his call. Caroline! I miss you at the sunset when the leaving and the shadows are fall. Caroline! I miss you when the moon beams upon the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling? Are you Caroline? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart calling a dime. Ah, Caroline, sweet girl of mine. Your eyes define those lips like wine. Things are so fine, we're off to dine, partake of wine, my Caroline. Oh, press to mine, your lips divine, my Caroline. Your eyes, they shine with love divine. If any swine dare try to dine you, Caroline, I'll make the swine drink iodine. For you are mine and I am thine. You're just my kind. Do not decline, my love divine, for tears of brine will streak my spine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine, and I'll be fine. And your folks will be fine. Fine. But you know, I can't find a rhyme. Well, can't you hear my lips praying? Can't you hear my soul saying? Can't you hear me calling? What's the matter, you deaf or something? Caroline, you hear me shout? Answer me, Caroline. The song is almost over. Too late. It's over.
Oh, Professor, that was parfait. Every note a nugget. Now, Professor Carpenter, make yourself at home with a few notes for the homemakers, huh? Right in through here.
It was an Englishman, the Earl of Sandwich, who invented the portable meal of two slices of bread put together with a rich, flavorful filling. But we Americans popularized the handy sandwich. And today, more Americans are carrying sandwiches than ever before in history. The fillings for good sandwiches are quite a problem these days. So I want to tell you how to make the ration points you spend for fillings do double duty. Use Kraft cheese spreads. With these cheese treats, you spread in rich, moist goodness and tantalizing flavor at one and the same time. Take, for example, the four Kraft creamy kinds. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, the zestful Roca, and Kraft relish spread with the chopped pickles all through it. These rich-tasting, flavorful spreads take just two ration points a glass, and any one is all the filling you need for a swell sandwich. Look for them at the food store tomorrow. You better stock up both for lunchbox sandwiches and the wonderful holiday snacks you make in a hurry with Kraft cheese spreads.
Not so very long ago, Mr. Irving Berlin had the pleasant inspiration to weave a story in song around our national holidays. You may recall it as Holiday Inn. It was the tale of a restive lad who wanted to rest, wanted to give up the gay, giddy whirl of cafeteria society. He thought he'd exchange his exhausting career as a crooner for fun on a farm. Thought farm life was for the lazy, foolish boy. "Yes, the simple life's for me," he told his inner man. And the two of them, they made a lovely couple, were so pleased that they just burst right into melody. "Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year? Ring out the old year, let's start the new year right." But that boy found an out. He opened an inn, planned to reconvert his farmhouse, keep it open only on our 15 big national holidays, thus giving him 350 non-working days. A genius, that boy, really. Giving Irving Berlin a chance to create songs commemorating such a day as Abraham Lincoln's birthday, for example.
"Was born a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born.
He became our 16th president. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gem.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day.
Abraham.
Wondering whether or not there was romance in this deal, there sure was. And très compliqué, too. Something about our boy's former nightclub partners. A gentleman dancer and a gentle doll trying to cut in on the loot. And there was another babe in the picture, too, making this thing quite a magilla. Along about Valentine's Day, our lad decided to do a bit of lyrical leveling.
"Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start,
Be careful. It's my heart.
But then came spring, and L'Amour was simpler. And so was our boy. Came robins and crocuses and sulfur and molasses, came even Easter. And that light-hearted lad joined right into the love parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all those frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
You'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue, Fifth Avenue,
the photographers will snap up, and you'll find that you're in the row to grab yours.
Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl to the Easter parade.
Well, our hero was a business success, even though his harmony was a little off, and even though his love life got loused up. But success took our happy little band to Hollywood, where our faithful boy wound up with the chick of his choice. And there amidst the California sunshine and showers, I mean flowers, and the outstretched palms of the agents, they settled among the orange blossoms. And they dreamt about the happy days back in their Connecticut home, up above Hartford, just a little below zero. To this very day, they appreciate the red Pacific sunsets and the blue Burbank skies. But most of all, they miss a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Just have a word here before we close the old hall. You know, the best Christmas presents money can buy are still those ever-loving war bonds. When you give a war bond, you're giving yourself a stake in the future of free men everywhere. When you buy a war bond, you're giving the men on every fighting front the gift that they want most. The assurance that the folks back home know the toughest battles are still to be won. Your war bond is actually just a loan, and the sacrifices our boys make are offered as a gift because they're fighting for the day when Christmas can once again dawn in a world of peace. Let's let them know we're behind them with everything we got. Good night.
Kraft Music Hall next Thursday when our usual Christmas show will include the Kraft Choral Society, with Bing singing a Dusty Fidelis and Silent Night and with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. Jerry Colonna appeared on tonight's show through the courtesy of Pepsodent.
Turn is next in the merry round of Christmas time parties. Treat your guests to a variety of surprises made with Pabstet cheese food. You can serve delicious golden Pabstet in 100 or more appetizing ways. Pabstet spreads and toasts to perfection for sandwiches and snacks. Adds rich cheddar cheese flavor to omelets, Welsh rabbits, and souffles. Don't forget to buy Pabstet. Add delicious, nourishing Pabstet cheese food to your shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.
It's great to give and get presents during this wonderful season, but we all know the best Christmas gifts are the ones we've had all year. A roof over our heads, food in the fridge, and a family to enjoy it with. May the richness of gratitude for all our many blessings be yours this Christmas. Have a safe and happy holiday this year from our families at Quality Plus Printing to yours. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out every day, and a proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas Special.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
At Tri-City Services.
Hi, this is Seth Habhager, head of production and host of Seth Faces the Music on WFHR and Trail Tunes on WIRI, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Wishing you a happy holiday. Hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
In Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Sal Hepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Fun from Hollywood with our star comedian Fred Allen, who tonight brings us Jack Benny. Music by Peter Van Steeden. New features, new music, new laughs. It's Town Hall tonight. Fred Allen leads his parade of stars to the Old Town Hall. Fred's leading the band dressed as Santa, followed by those claws in the theater size of the mighty Allen Arc players. Let's join the happy crowd, folks. Everybody's going. Here they come, Speed Demon.
But, Sir Malcolm, you can't bring the Speed Demon here in fancy.
I must, old Bean. I've got to get to my radio in a hurry. It's Town Hall tonight.
You just came down, Professor Kickard. Why are you taking your balloon up again?
The radio reception is better in a stratosphere, lady. It's Town Hall tonight.
Deep sea divers.
Don't tell me you've located a sunken treasure in that wreck, Bill.
Yeah, and if the radio down there, it still works. And it's Jack Benny tonight.
Here we are before the Old Town Hall, and there's Fred with an old oil lamp making light of the folks as they pass inside. Let's listen.
Eeny, meeny, miny, and the more the merrier, folks. All roads lead to the Old Town Hall. Now, don't jostle, madam.
Hi there, croak voice.
Hi, Pez. Hello, Mrs. Cider.
Is Jack Benny here tonight, Mr. Allen?
Not all here, but all there is of Benny you'll find on the inside. With a joke, a tune, and we're starting soon. So hurry, 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 hurry.
You finished, Fred?
You bet, Harry. And it's up to Peter now. His first number is Be a Good Sport.
Well, I'll drive, Fred. Let her go, Peter.
Not only to be a poor loser, be a good sport. It's great to be a good loser. Be my mean, kind, and be forgiving. Don't cry over spilled milk. How am I going to make a living? So be a good sport. What if today has its trouble? The weather report may show a lovely tomorrow. Even if you live to be 100, life is still too short. So be a good ape, be a good scout, and be a good sport. What if today has its trouble? The weather report may show a lovely tomorrow. Even if you live to be 100, life is still too short. So be a good ape, be a good scout, be a good fellow, be a good sport.
Presenting that zealous star of Zazu's Zaz, zithery, be xylophone zephyrs, titillating zimnambulin satires, Zanuck Zany of the cinema, Fred Allen in person.
Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking.
Go away. Go away, boy.
Oh, all right. See, right away. Get away from this microphone here. Good evening. We must get a weather strip put on the hall. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have a nice night for it this evening. And before the Hollywood Weather Bureau butts in with a commercial to take the credit for the weather, I'll read you the town hall bulletin for tonight. Arch White, the first grocer to sell bacon sliced so thin that the streaks had to be pinned to the fatty part. As a special announcement, Arch says that during the cold spell, he's taking out his dial phone and putting in one of the old stylers, folks. Arch says you can't use a dial phone with your mittens on, And it's so doggone cold in the store, if you take your mittens off, it'll frost your hangnails. So until it warms up, Hodge is inviting all mitten lovers to stop in and phone in comfort. So much for smart customer appeal around the village, and now for the town hall news. The curtain, Harry.
For certain, Fred.
The curtain for certain. A long fella, hey?
I'm only 5'2", Fred.
The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The town hall news sees nothing, shows all. Washington, D.C. Government Weather Bureau predicts that backbone of recent cold wave is broken, and nation can expect moderate temperatures from now on. Town hall news checking on recent snowstorms and below zero weather around the country interviews prominent citizens affected. Tales of strange happenings are rampant in the land as a result of recent cold. At Bildad, Nova Scotia, Mr. Tufton Pump gives off-record statement. How did you find the recent snap, Mr. Pump?
It's the worst storm I've seen in these parts in the past 10 years, all but one year.
Didn't you see a storm that year?
I didn't see nothing that year, son. I broke my glasses.
I see. Well, how cold was it, Mr. Pump?
Well, to give you a rough idea, our Townsend Club gave a community sing last week, and they called on me to solo.
What happened?
It was so doggone cold, I opened my mouth to sing Old Man River.
What came out?
An icicle, 2 choruses long.
Thank you, Mr. Pump. At Eclair, Wisconsin, Mrs. Nadine Wine, a housewife, tells her strange story. You say it was real stormy, Mrs. Wine.
Lord, yes. Snow was so high yesterday, folks going by the house were stooping down to look in my transom.
Was it uncomfortable indoors?
I was chilled so bad, I shook half the spots off of Polka Dot Mother Hubbard.
Must have been cold, all right.
It was plum bitter. Why, I sat down on a chair and thought I had a frostbite.
Wasn't it frostbite?
No, I was setting onto my false teeth, the lowers.
Thank you, Mrs. Wine. At Rockaway Beach, New York, Fordyce Vesbaum, retired pushcart baron, had ghastly experience in the cold wave. What took place, Mr. Vesbaum?
Why, what's happening to me should happen to a polar bear.
Did the cold affect you physically?
Not only physically, but financially.
Really? What happened?
For 15 years, my neighbor Gold Club, a tight rod, but a good one, is owing me $4. Yesterday in a blizzard, I am meeting Gold Club.
Face to face?
Beard to beard, we are meeting. The temperature is below.
Below zero?
Below zero, he's asking. On top of the mercury, zero is looking like a halo yet.
But what about Gold Club?
Gold Club, all of a sudden getting sociable. He's saying, Miss Mom, for 15 years, I'm owing you $4. And today you're catching me and I'm out to settle.
Did you get the money?
Well, I'm putting out my hand in the cold to take it. And lo and behold, I'm hearing something dropping.
Was it the $4?
Not $4. It was 4 of my fingers. I climb it, please.
Thank you, Mr. Messiah.